we're talking now about the Harness Ensemble. Harness Ensemble is a multi-award-winning theatre troupe which comes from Shopfront Arts Co-op, and they're premiering a new show, The Experts, at this year's Sydney Fringe. The Experts explores what it's like to have absolutely no idea what you're doing, especially as young adults with mixed abilities, and asks its audience to pause and acknowledge that while we're busy trying to figure the world out, the world is trying to figure itself out as well. With me in the studio this morning is Shopfront's creative director, Natalie Rose, and Harness Ensemble member Carly Heiss. Natalie and Carly, good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Sean, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us here morning. So firstly, Natalie, I might ask you to explain, just in brief, what is Harness Ensemble?
So Shopfront's Harness Ensemble began in 2013, made up predominantly then of emerging artists with disability. And then in 2017, we made a show with the Australian Theatre for Young People and auditioned for more ensemble members to join. And then it just became an ensemble of emerging artists who are passionate about making work about unique voices and sharing stories that aren't always heard on Australian stages, and is now made up of 7 to 14 ensemble members, depending on the day, and they're ensemble members with and without disability.
Mm. The Experts is a show about imposter syndrome. It seems like a real epidemic for a lot of young people these days. And imposter syndrome, not knowing all the answers, how did the idea come about?
The idea came about by, so we've made one show together, which was called Dignity of Risk, which we won a Sydney Theatre Award for, and then we got in the room to make this second show, and there's this idea of like second album syndrome, or did we just fluke that? Like, can we pull it off and do it again? And then conversations started coming up around being a young adult and thinking that you should have it all together, but actually you don't. And that's kind of where the idea, began, I suppose.
Mm. Now, I understand the ensemble, as you mentioned, they're made up of young adults with and without disability, but inclusion and accessibility, a vital part of this group. Carly, how have you found that coming about in terms of, making sure that the material is accessible?
I think that's a really interesting question, Sean, because at this stage we don't really think about that on a regular basis. It just kind of is in the fabric of the ensemble, and we are a group of emerging artists who want to make cool work. We're not a group of emerging artists with and without disability. I think that's how we look at it from an internal perspective. So we've got relationships with each other now, and we understand what our different needs and support needs are, whether we've got a disability or not, and kind of work together as an ensemble in that way without putting an emphasis on that.
And the emphasis is both for performers and the audience, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, I guess Shopfront has got, this great way of making sure that our shows are accessible for performers. So we like to show a whole different range of people from different walks of life. But then we make sure that the shows are accessible to view as well. So we have Auslan interpreters and audio description as well, and make sure our venues are wheelchair accessible too.
Mm. And it's like the idea, Nat, came about because I'm suffering from second album syndrome, wondering if the first one was just a fluke, it seems. I mean, in the creative industry in particular, in the media, I know I've met a lot of people with imposter syndrome, such as it were, really struggling to, how am I tricking everybody else in letting me be here? Is it interesting approaching from that perspective, suffering from imposter syndrome while at the same time making a play about imposter syndrome?
Completely. It's like you're in a room and you don't really know what the outcome's going to be, because it's a devised work and truly collaborative with the ensemble and creative team. I think any work, artistic work that you make, you start with nothing and then you have no idea what journey that's going to take. So the whole time I think you question and doubt yourself as to what it will be and if it's good or if you just think it's good, which is always a tricky one, I reckon. But I think this one's good.
Yeah, I think so too.
And Carly, what are you hoping audiences might take away from this one? I mean, are you hoping to spread the message that, all of us are imposters, so keep on fooling the people if you're doing well for yourself? Or what's the message we're looking for?
I think that's spot on. It's something that I think all of us as an ensemble and our directors and creative team have shared this experience in realizing that everyone's kind of faking it till you make it. And there's no point putting this massive amount of pressure on yourself to figure it out, embracing that ignorance and, you know, being a bit easier on yourself.
Tremendous. And Nat, where can we go if we're intrigued by this one, if we want to find out a little bit more information?
Yeah, so you can purchase tickets on Sydney Fringe's website, or you can also go to Shopfront's website, which is shopfront.org.au, and that will link you through to Sydney Fringe.
Tremendous. Nat, Carly, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Shopfront Creative Director Natalie Rose and Harness Ensemble member Carly Heiss speaking with us there about the experts at Sydney Fringe this year, dealing with the effects of the imposter syndrome, which I think a lot of us suffer from. Imposter syndrome, I don't think it's bad as Dunning-Kruger syndrome, which is kind of the reverse of that one, where people who are incompetent suddenly think that they have all the answers. I think we see that a lot in the political sphere right now at the moment.